Let's get ready to rumble.
What is your name?
My name is Ryan Hanrahan.
And how did you meet me?
I met you over a year ago now at a Christmas party. More specifically, a ugly sweater party.
So what was your very first memory of me, though? Can you explain that?
Walking through the door that day? I don't know. I walked through and it was just kind of like, you were the really only person that I felt like I saw there. I mean, I remember walking in and just being like, you know, looking around like, oh, do I know anyone here? And you were like the only face that really stuck out in all of that. I was just kind of like, who is this person? I don't even know them. But it felt like I did. It was really weird.
I must have looked really good that night.
Yeah, you did.
A few weeks later, Ryan took me out to a little Mexican restaurant on our first date. It was by no means fancy or impressive, but when dinner was over, we didn't want the night to end.
And then what did we do after that?
We went back to your house, and we seemed like we talked for, I don't know, to like, what, was it 3 o'clock that morning?
I think it was like three or four when you left.
Yeah, and I had to work the next day. That's why I left.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to work the next day. I was up the next day at like 7. I got like a couple hours of sleep.
What makes us compatible?
I think everything. It's kind of hard just to plant it on like one type of like one thing. There's like, it's just everything in reality.
I know, but like one thing I think is that we were raised in very similar homes.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, we have very similar interests and likes and, you know, our morals and all that kind of stuff you could say are almost, you know, they line up very closely to each other.
I think our styles are similar. We both wear black and gray.
Yeah.
Like right now, that's all we're wearing.
At this point, we look down and see that we are wearing almost identical outfits of gray t-shirts and black pants. This happens a lot.
Oh, did I already ask what we fight about?
No, but I don't want to answer that question.
I think we should. I think it'll be fun.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There, here.
Is this a fight?
There's one of them. Next question. Talking about things that we don't want to talk about. There's the fight right there.
How have we influenced each other's lives?
I mean, we've really kind of in the last over a year now taken some huge strides just like as our own people, like growing up and kind of finding out how, you know, how to become, you know, a better person as a whole, becoming more grown up and less like, you know, the 21 and 22 immature. Year olds we are. You're right, immaturity. Yeah.
Yeah. Like being in a relationship with you, it's like made me look at more big picture ideas, I guess, and work through like how uptight I used to be. This is something I always say, is that you're street smart and I'm book smart.
Absolutely.
And we like even each other out.
I'm not a big book guy. Outside of books, you're just not as strong. Signing off. Rachel, thanks for the interview. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anytime you want to swing in here and ask me a couple questions, feel free to, you know, you got my number.
Oh.